Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. We share quick tips, things you can do right now, and then we add a little bit of chaos at the end of every episode. We also keep it short, like this intro. Let's check it out. We are back for What's Up This Week from the Do This, Not That podcast. This is our short episode. We break down what's going on in business and marketing and life, and then we sell our other ones later in the week. So what's going on? Let's get into it. Well, probably the biggest thing this week is that ChatGPT rolled out its major new model, GPT 5.2. And you're like, oh, I'm not an AI expert. What does that even mean? Who cares? And that's fair. But this model, this 5.2, which basically means when you go to ChatGPT, in the upper left-hand corner, you're going to see it says ChatGPT 5.2. That means that you're operating on this new version of ChatGPT. It is rolled out. It's not available yet 100%, but I'd say like 80%. And so it'll be fully rolled out by the end of this week. And it applies not only to ChatGPT, but also Microsoft Copilot, because they kind of all both use the same technology. And as it relates to marketing, one of the biggest game changers that you can now do with ChatGPT 5.2, which just released, is that it is much, much, much better at predicting attention before you go live with anything marketing related. So what do I mean by that, for example? So let's say you uploaded an image of an email that you've created. It could be a newsletter, a promo email, whatever it may be. If you had uploaded that image to ChatGPT 5.1, what it would be able to do, it'd be able to describe what's in there, maybe label some elements, summarize what was in that image. But 5.2 is totally different. What 5.2 can do now, and this just happened in the last few days, it can actually simulate human scan behavior, which is a really, really big deal. And it can actually predict what people are going to look at with a very high efficiency rating. And I'll tell you, we did some testing around it. So here's how you can use this in your marketing to test it out. So I call this the 2-second scan path test, all right? And it's kind of just like really simple and useful. You upload your image, your email image, you know, the full image of your entire email that's been created, maybe a hero graphic, something for social that you want to post, some sort of promo visual. Anyway, then you use a prompt just like this, and you say this to ChatGPT 5.2. And you don't have to do anything. It's already set up for 5.2. All you say is, assume the reader scans this image for 2 seconds in an inbox or email body or on social media. Where do their eyes go first, second, third? What message do they walk away with? And what ChatGPT 5.2 is able to now tell you, it will give you the predicted eye flow, any visual distractions, whether your image helps or hijacks the call to action button, and if the image overall is hurting comprehension. 5.1 could not do this at all. So we did some initial testing and took the suggestions that it gave us across about 15 campaigns so far, and we saw between a 15 to 25% higher average click-through for my agency clients. The biggest impact, positive impact, was on email newsletters and time-sensitive promos. So I thought that was really cool to try to check out. Other things going on this week that are pretty cool is a lot of social media stuff that's going on. So I don't know if you saw this in Pretty Little Marketer, but this is right now in beta, so it's definitely not for everybody at all. But Instagram is testing a new early access feature for Reels. What that means is they're starting to do some beta testing. We're seeing it in some places that if you follow somebody, you're able to see one of their Reels that they made 24 hours before anyone else. What's really interesting about this is for the last 6 months or so, everyone is saying that followers aren't going to matter, followers are going to be irrelevant. And Instagram right here is kind of double downing on a massive incentive for people to follow accounts. So if this goes full blown, I do think it's going to boost follower numbers for a lot of people. TikTok, which I don't use as much as I probably should, but TikTok is finally introducing something that I will use quite a bit. Right now, it's only rolled out in the UK, France, Italy, and Germany, but it's going to come here to the US, and it's the nearby feed. They tested this back in 2022, never rolled out, but now it's going to roll out. I'm very excited about this because it allows users to explore what's happening around them in their area, like in new restaurants or things going on, or if you're going to plan it, whatever. Okay. Nearby Feed. I hope this comes to the US very fast. It's already rolling out in Europe. This is a game changer for me. And I think it's going to bring even more people to TikTok and more marketing. And then LinkedIn rolled out something new for one of their paid ad units, which I'm really interested to see if this works at all. So what they rolled out this week is ad personalization tailored within your ad copy. What does that mean? What they're doing is, and you're going to start to see it on LinkedIn, when you see an ad on LinkedIn, it's going to be personalized down to the individual level. Say Jay, it's going to use your name, right? Jay, people that are, you know, vice presidents of marketing in the retail industry really love this. Basically, it's going to pull in who you are into the start of the ad copy, your name, your industry, your title, your company name. And now you're going to be able to run an A/B test of this personalized version at an individual level. So think of it just like personalizing an email promotion. Each ad is going to be personalized in the person's feed with their information. So this just rolled out this week. So that's, I don't know if that's going to have the same effect as it does in email, where it really helps, because it's a little creepy and weird because you know the company didn't do it. It's just kind of like AI doing it or whatever. Anyway, in totally useless news, right? I'm so happy to report that 6ix7ine is totally dead. This idea, people saying 6ix7ine and go, ha ha ha, that's funny, it's dead. But the funniest part about it is that Google is super late to the party. If you go on Google search, the search engine right now, and you just type in the numbers 6ix7ine and hit search, something funny happens. But they just added this recently. And it's like, dude, you're so late to the party that if you're doing this now, nobody who's even remotely cool says 6ix7ine anymore. And since we're in the holiday season, you know what I saw that was kind of somewhat interesting to me? Home Alone. Everybody loves the movie Home Alone, right? Kevin and the McAllister family. Everybody loves it, right? I saw this article, which blew my mind, that, you know, Catherine O'Hara, who plays Kate, the mom, Kevin's mom, you know, she's from Schitt's Creek. She's amazing. She's the funniest person on the planet. She almost wasn't Kate in the movie. And they were very close to casting either Christy Alley, she used to be on the TV show Cheers, or Susan Sarandon instead of Kate. That would have been terrible. I mean, she's iconic in that role. So I thought that was pretty interesting. Listen, you are awesome. I hope you're having a great holiday season. I really do. I hope you are getting time with family. You're recharging, you're rebooting, all of it. You want to give me a holiday gift? Follow the show, leave it a review. I would really appreciate it. If the show doesn't suck, it might suck. And go to jayschwedelson.com. Let's do some business together in 2026. I would love that. And just go to jayschwedelson.com, fill out the form, and let's do it. All right, later. You did it. You made it to the end. But wait, the party is not over. Listen, I want to keep hanging out. Subscribe to this podcast. And if it wasn't the worst podcast you've ever listened to, give it a 5-star review. Why not? But you know what? I want to do even more with you. Go to gurumediahub.com and we can partner there. You can find out about all of our free events, all of our stuff. And if you're epically bored, go to jayschwedelson.com and we could stay connected. You could find my newsletter and everything else I got going on. Thanks for being here and hope you subscribe.